Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be discussing today?
Well, first things first, the Jalen Ramsey trade. The Jaguars traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams for a 2020 first-round pick and a 2021 first-round pick.
So, yeah, on one side, you know, that's a lot of first-round picks and potential stars that you're trading away. On the other hand, this is a 24-year-old cornerback that has Hall of Fame caliber talent. So, Sky, what do you think about this? Who won and who lost?
I don't know. I feel like the Jaguars might have gotten the worst end of the stick because they do need some young talent. Yes, but Jalen Ramsey is young, and they need some help on defense.
He definitely is talent.
Yeah, yeah. But he also gives a lot of help to the defense, which the Jaguars need.
Jalen Ramsey demanded a trade, though, so, you know, they got a lot for him versus, you know, the AV trade from the Steelers to the Raiders. They did not get a lot for him.
What did they get?
I believe they got a third and a fifth-round pick.
That's terrible.
Yep. So, yeah, for 2020, I believe. So, yeah, the Steelers will have a little bit of extra draft stuff. So, but the Jaguars will have, I believe, two first-round picks in both 2020 and 2021 unless they trade away one of those picks.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
Did we talk about the Zay Jones trade yet? I don't think so.
I don't think so, because, we took a bye last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we took a bye last week because we get the podcast to record, and also the Bills were on bye, so we're like, you might as well take a bye. Yeah. Even though this isn't a Buffalo Bills podcast, nothing happened. We did learn that the Lions are good.
Well, that was one game. You can't judge a team based on one game.
No, I'm saying we couldn't tell from the start of the season, and then you saw and you were like, okay, yeah, they're good, and they can do good this year.
Are you just talking about the Packers game?
No, I'm just saying the Lions overall. Like, the Lions are going to be good this year. Not necessarily. They won't win the division, but they're good.
They're okay.
They could make wild card.
No.
They can do it over
the
Eagles.
They have so much competition.
Like who? Seahawks and that.
Okay, hang on. So these are the NFC division leaders.
Nope.
Packers.
Not again.
I have to give you an argument.
No.
Hang on.
No, so you don't have to tell
the
division leaders.
It'll be real quick. Division leaders: Saints, Packers, Cowboys, and 49ers. Wild card competition. Okay, so there's the Bears, the Eagles.
No.
You don't think the Eagles can make
wild card? It's the Seahawks and the Lions.
Okay, yes, there's the Seahawks, Lions, Rams.
Rams are going to win the division. No, they aren't.
No,
Rams
49ers.
Rams are going to come in third in their division.
Who else is in the division? 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and
Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
They're
maybe.
Come in third.
Yeah. But they could still get wild card.
No, they're 3-3.
Right now. Yeah.
And, no, actually, they're 4-3 because they beat the Falcons. The Falcons.
Because they fail.
My friend's a Falcons fan, and I told him that he likes the Falcons. He got kind of mad and said that the Bills weren't doing too hot, were they? And I said, actually, they're 4-1.
Now they're 5-1. They just beat the Dolphins.
They had an onside kick. And Sky, I feel like you're better at describing the plays. You want to tell them about what happened?
So, the kicker, he chips it up into the air. I don't know if he does this on purpose or
accident.
After
a touchdown.
Yeah. So the Dolphins just scored.
It was obviously an onside.
So the Dolphins just scored Fitzpatrick had just ran into the end zone. Dolphins kicker on the onside kick, he chips it up. I don't know if he does this on purpose or on accident, but either way, it goes a little bit too far. Hyde.
Micah Hyde.
I keep getting them confused. I don't know why.
It's a kicker and a free safety.
I don't know.
They're like never on the field together, even.
Yeah, shut up. I don't know. So anyway, Micah Hyde, he jumps up, grabs the ball, does a 360, and runs to the end zone.
Yeah, he jumped over somebody. And I don't know how.
He didn't jump
over
somebody.
You got to watch the highlights. It's impossible to explain. Just watch the highlights.
That was a funky game. Yeah. And the second play, a Dolphins player got ejected.
That was fun. We can't explain this game. It was a good game. If you can watch the highlights, go to YouTube. Just look up the Bills-Dolphins game. It's a really exciting game. The Bills ended up winning. Unless you're a Dolphins fan, then it's probably not. But,
well, the first half was exciting.
Yeah, I think it was
still
exciting.
But then the second half, the Bills just kind of took over.
One player, Mike, how do you pronounce the last name?
Gesicki?
Yeah, Mike Gesicki. Thank you, Sky. He did phenomenal. I don't know where this guy came from. I know that he was a second-round pick from the 2018 NFL draft, and he just did so well. I mean, he really exploded there. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised by how well he did. And even me as a Bills fan, hating the Dolphins and all the players on them, I thought that was just amazing.
I agree.
Anyways,
Ryan Fitzpatrick, probably his best game of the season so far. Especially the first quarter. Not so much the first half. Not so much the second half.
Although Fitzpatrick has lost 8 straight games now.
As a starting QB. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is not good because it was, you know, when he started 4-0 with the Bucks. And, yeah.
Yeah, he started 4-0 with the Bucks last year and then sucked. But, you know, that's how Fitzpatrick rolls, right?
Yeah, he's a...
And last year, the Buccaneers didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know how. How do you go 4-0 and not make playoffs?
Because you have Ryan Fitzpatrick as your starting QB.
And then they benched him for Jameis Winston.
Which makes sense.
Well, yeah, because he started to do bad.
Yeah.
And then Jameis Winston did bad. And then Jameis Winston... And then he started Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick got injured. And then, can I do this too?
No, that's my thing. So anyway, I looked at the Bills game this week, right? Saw they were playing the Dolphins, so I did. Being this genius that I am, I started John Brown, Frank Gore, and Hauschka. I'm probably going to keep Hauschka because he's the go. Anyway, John Brown, he ended up scoring over 19 points. Frank Gore didn't do as well.
You should have just started the Bills.
Probably.
Anyways, you started 3 Bills, right?
Frank Gore, John Brown, and Hauschka. Yeah.
Yep. That's
Hauschka.
Beautiful fantasy roster right there.
He got a good amount of points.
He got, what, 9 points? Probably more.
Probably over 12, I think. Yeah.
That's insane for a kicker.
Well, he had the 3 field goals.
And then, like, 2 PATs. And then,
so he scored 11 at least. Yeah, so
how many touchdowns did we have?
2? 3?
I don't know. But yeah, that was I think it was exciting.
3. Because we had 31 points.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make sense. Yeah, it does. What?
Scott, no, that doesn't make sense. Just stop. We started watching the Cardinals Giants game.
I don't want to do math.
We started watching the Cardinals Giants game and we saw what's his name? Patrick Peterson, strip sack on the Giants QB, Daniel Jones, and they recovered it.
The Cardinals recovered it.
Cardinals recovered it near their own end zone. I don't know if they were scoring, but the Giants...
No, near the Giants end zone.
Near the Giants end zone,
Yeah,
and it was... And the Giants were down by, I think, 2 points, and it was just... Oh, man, it was...
Yeah,
that
they
was
were
one,
down by 2 points in the, like...
And, like, in within the 10-yard line, and, oh, that's just one... That's one of those plays that you really want to have...
near the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's one of those plays that you really want to have back, and they just, like, didn't get it, and that happens.
Yeah. Oh, there's another thing I need to talk about. Madden. You can go into franchise mode, you know, you can go past the draft and all of that and keep playing through your seasons. Well, I'm on, like, season 5, and there is some weird stuff that is happening. If the Madden rosters really do happen, it could be really, really weird. Marcus Mariota plays for the Patriots now. Lamar Jackson is a 90.
Really?
Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson are both 92 overalls. There was some other weird stuff. I can't really remember. Oh, yeah, Josh Allen requested a contract because, you know, it was his time to get re-signed. I ended up cutting him, or not
you
cutting
cut
him.
Josh Allen?
I'll tell you why. I didn't actually cut him. I just didn't re-sign him.
So who's your quarterback
but, man,
now?
Let me tell you why. The cap hit was over $18 million for an 83 overall quarterback. Because you know how you can train your players throughout the seasons? Yeah. So I didn't re-sign Josh Allen. Some of you might yell at me, but in my defense, I ended up having a 90 overall right tackle that cost me $13 million. So, and then something...
Wait, so who's your quarterback?
Hang on, I'll get to that. But then, do you know what sucks about simming? Sometimes your players disappear and you have no idea what happened to them. Mm-hmm. So my 90 overall right tackle suddenly disappears. And I'm like, where the heck did he go? This is why you don't sim through too many games at once. Because Sean McDermott can make some really dumb mistakes.
Or Brandon Bean, the general manager.
Yeah, I ended up...
Oh, I got Brandon Bean's signature at training camp this year. It was cool.
Oh, nice.
If you don't know, he's the general manager of the Bills, and he's like the big guy that's in charge.
Nice. So
he's
anyway...
He's the big cheese.
Yeah, great. So anyway, so the season before, I had drafted a a quarterback. I think he was a 69 overall. I ended up training him up to like a 71 or something. So that was my fourth season. But then in my fifth season, I drafted a 64 overall quarterback. He ended up having a hidden development trait. So I unlocked that and ended up being a star instead of normal. And now he's a 76. And I think this is like his second year or something. I don't know.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, this is his second year.
So who's your quarterback now? This is my sixth
season. I can't remember his name.
So he's like he's not in the league right now.
I have two. No.
He's not in that.
I have two quarterbacks, and neither of them are Matt Barkley or Josh Allen.
Well, have you ever gotten so far into a season where like you don't recognize any of the people in the league?
No, but I've gotten to a point where there's a bunch of new people. Mm-hmm. And they're not even real pictures because they're fake people. So it's just an animated picture.
They all are.
A bunch of them, no, not the real people.
They are.
No, it's a real picture.
Oh, it's the start of the season. The Madden 20 had so Christian McCaffrey as a black dude.
So when you, oh yeah, that was weird.
And he was like, didn't look anything like, it wasn't like they just had Christian McCaffrey and accidentally made him with black skin. He looked nothing like Christian McCaffrey.
They probably just put on the wrong picture or something.
If you don't know, Christian McCaffrey's not black.
Yeah.
And he didn't look like anything like him. Like, the dude had, like, a buzz cut. Mm-hmm. And Christian McCaffrey does not have
it. And another weird thing, Tom Brady was no longer on the Patriots.
How am I not surprised?
He probably retired. Yeah. So I'm not really surprised.
Anyways, my brother one time got so far into a franchise mode as the Rams that the Bills moved their franchise. I forget, it was like the Chicago, maybe, I don't know. It was really weird because they moved their franchise and changed their name, and I was like,
they changed their name?
Yeah, it wasn't the Bills anymore.
Was it like the Chicago Bulls?
No. No, that's a basketball team.
Oh yeah, that's why that popped into my head. Okay, I was wondering for a second, hey, why did that pop into my head? And I realized, oh yeah, that's a basketball team. If I like the Chicago Gooses or something, Chicago Geese.
The Chicago Gooses.
Shut up.
We're gonna make a team of just me and Sky, and it's gonna be the Chicago Gooses. Anyways, so it was kind of weird.
Kind of weird.
But I looked, and I'm like, who's that? And he's like, I don't know. We looked at the rosters, and it was like Josh Allen. And like I was like, and like Zay Jones. And I was like, who's that? Except, oh, yeah. Zay Jones got traded. Wait, we already said that. Shoot. Yeah, except Zay Jones got traded. So.
Are you going to say anything else, or are you just going to leave it at that?
Yup.
Okay, so anyway, in your first season of franchise, don't sim through too many seasons, because I did this like,
through too many seasons.
I meant through too many weeks. So anyway, don't do that, because 4 out of 5 times that I did that, Frank Gore ended up getting like released or traded or something. Or he retired. Well, I don't know what happened, because I sent to mid.
This man is 36.
I sent to mid-season, looked at my roster, and Frank Gore was gone. And in his place was a 64 overall running back.
That was your starter?
No. So after Frank Gore left, I have no idea what happened to him.
That's so dope.
Singletary, then Yeldon, then this random overall 64 overall dude named Wade. His last name was Wade.
Christian Wade, the rugby man. He did some stuff in preseason, but I think
I'm surprised he's only a 64 overall.
We ended up having him on our practice squad. I mean, he's a rookie, so that isn't starting.
True.
That isn't even on a team. He's on our practice squad.
TJ Yeldon has gotten like no yards.
He did. He got a few.
I said, like, no yard.
Do you have anything else to say for our beautiful podcast? That's a no.
Tyreek Hill's pretty fast.
I think everybody is aware of that, Sky. Oh, I have a question. Who could throw the ball farther?
Josh Allen.
Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Or Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, easy. But I would like to see, like, a contest.
He can throw it 65 yards without trying.
Yeah, he's
like, he overthrew Andre Roberts, and Andre Roberts, I don't know, maybe 50 yards away from Josh Allen.
No, less, he was like less, 60.
I meant more. Yeah, a little bit less than that, more like 55.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, and then Josh Allen overthrew him without trying.
Yeah, he was
and
like,
Josh oops. Allen, he scored a two-point, he rushed for a two-point conversion, right? And he threw the ball into the stands. He probably had to hold back so he wouldn't throw it out of the stadium.
But it almost got to the press box. Like, way up in New
Era. And that's probably when he wasn't chucking it.
Guys, look at a picture of New Era Field. Look at the boxes up there. That's where he almost threw it to.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
That is.
I don't want to get in a fight with that man. His guns are probably pretty big.
Yeah, probably. In a high school, he threw like a 96-mile-an-hour pitch once. Because he played baseball.
Really? When he was in high school?
Yeah, in high school.
Oh, my God.
If he had played baseball in college, he probably would have gotten to the MLB. But he wanted to do football because we'd be screwed without him.
No, Matt Barkley isn't terrible.
He's not a starter.
Okay, but he's still not terrible.
We would have a different quarterback if we didn't have Josh Allen, though.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't have traded Tyrod, or we'd have drafted a different quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
We could get stuck with Rosen, or we could be happy and have Jackson, Lamar Jackson.
That's probably what would have happened. We probably would have gotten stuck with Rosen.
And then the Dolphins
would have gotten Lamar Jackson, and then the Ravens.
No, the Cardinals drafted. The Cardinals would have gotten Josh Rosen.
You mean Lamar Jackson. Yes, we would have drafted... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, unless we decided we wanted Lamar Jackson more.
And then the Cardinals.
Who knows what we would have picked, though?
Baker Mayfield's not very good this season.
His coaching staff's bad.
He's bad. Just like, no, never mind. He's better than Sam Darnold.
Yeah. And Josh Allen's better than Sam Darnold. And Lamar Jackson is better than Sam Darnold.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Josh Allen's better than Lamar Jackson.
They're better in different ways.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's a better runner, but Josh Allen can, like, rock it.
I cannot see Lamar. Lamar Jackson's inconsistent. You could say the same for Josh Allen. Josh Allen's improving, but I can never see Lamar Jackson as being a consistent passer.
I think Josh Allen could be the best of the 2019 first-round picks, but he still is not in the NFL mindset.
Yeah.
Like, he still cracks under pressure way too much.
Second year, though, you know, I think he's working on it, and he's having a good year.
I mean, Sam Darnold, I'm trying to think of the right word for. He showed up against the Cowboys, and he played an amazing game.
Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys did bad.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold still did amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you think I don't know. I'm not really saying this, but Sam Darnold could end up being like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, an iffy, sometimes good, sometimes not quarterback.
No, I think Sam Darnold will end up being better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. But people were saying, like last year, that Sam Darnold's supposed to be like the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, I heard that. That was so dumb. I couldn't survive with another Tom Brady in our division.
Yeah, that's why my friend hates the Bills right now. I mean, he's a Jets fan, right? He hates the Bills anyway. But if the Bills and Patriots had...
He hated the Patriots and then he realized that the Bills were good. Now he hates the Bills.
No, he hates the Patriots more. But he wants the Patriots to beat the Bills because he doesn't want two good teams in his division. He just wants one good team in his division.
And even if the Bills beat the Patriots, the Patriots are still good. Although, the Bills are 5-1 and they lost to the Patriots, so...
But they lost to the Patriots by a touchdown. And what I've realized is, no matter who the Bills play, it will be a close game. Because most of the games have been close. All of them have been close against the Giants. And against the Patriots, they only lost by a touchdown. So basically, I think what's happening with the Bills is they subconsciously are trying to match the team they are playing the show skill level.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And the thing is, I can see Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold will be a good quarterback. He'll be a franchise quarterback. So will Baker Mayfield. Don't know about
Sorry. I meant besides the Giants and Dolphins, because today they kind of crushed the Dolphins in the second half. Especially in the fourth quarter.
Anyways, I still think that Josh Allen will be a better quarterback than him, but I think that Sam Darnold will be able to be a franchise quarterback for the Jets for a few years, and Baker Mayfield too. Lamar Jackson, probably, don't know about Josh Rosen. He's been benched multiple times, got traded. It's not looking good for him. Miami's going to have the top 5 pick guaranteed this year, and we'll see if they draft another quarterback. There's some good quarterbacks in the draft class because you got Alabama's quarterback and Oregon's quarterback, and those are two very good quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you got a lot of good quarterbacks.
Quarterback
in the draft.
From Alabama.
Tua, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
Tua Tagovailoa.
But
That's probably not how you actually pronounce his name.
There's also a very, very good running back in the – he's going to be – I don't know if he's going through the draft this year. But I heard a commentator say he's the best running back in all of college football. Like, currently.
DeAndre Swift?
No.
Because he's pretty good.
Might play for DeAndre Swift is good. But I've the guy him. I'm talking about, I think he plays for Wisconsin.
I haven't watched, like, any college football this year, but I watched him a little bit this year.
I literally just watched college
football
last night because I was at my grandma's house. And my great uncle, he loves college football, so, yeah.
So, yeah, I watched it last year. DeAndre Swift, I was just so impressed by this guy, and his last name's freaking Swift, so, you know.
And he is pretty swift, too.
He has a nice plays elusive and fast, definitely his style.
Yeah.
But also nice and strong, you know. He's not like too small. He's a very has a good build for a running back. Mm-hmm. A little bit small, but yeah, I think he will be a at least fifth round pick.
So I think if Saquon Barkley ends up getting injured, the Giants could end up picking up one of those two guys, have two amazing running backs, and then everybody's going to be scared of them now.
Kind
of
like
Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, except better.
I don't know.
Well, maybe not better. But Mark
better
Ingram,
at the start.
Mark Ingram was very good when he played for the Saints.
And now he's good when he's playing for
Ravens.
Right, Ravens. Now
he's good with the Ravens, but
I think he's doing amazing with the Ravens.
He's not as good as when he was with the Saints.
Well, yeah, but also they had Kamara. So,
but they had Kamara and Ingram, and yet Ingram was still able to do well.
Yep.
That's the thing. Now, Ingram's a
but
starting
running
back. But
they didn't start either one of them, specifically.
They started Kamara.
No, they didn't start any one of them. They used Ingram more in the runs, but they used Kamara more in, like, the passes.
Passing, yeah.
Yeah, Kamara's one of the best receiving backs, if not the best. It's him and Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Best receiving backs in the league.
I definitely say Kamara's probably the best, though.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey's probably second.
I think Christian McCaffrey's the best running back in the league this year, and he could win MVP. So far, he's having a better season.
I think he's up there.
Of all the previous NFL running backs to win MVP, so far he's had a better start of the season than any of them did.
Okay, yeah, I definitely think Christian McCaffrey is up there.
Russell Wilson. McCaffrey and Wilson.
Wait, was that serious? Were you serious right now?
Yes.
You know Russell Wilson's a quarterback?
Yeah, I'm talking about MVP, remember?
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. Yeah, what did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about running back, but I do not think Russell Wilson's going to be winning MVP.
I think it's going to be Russell Wilson, McCaffrey, yep, and I don't know, maybe some other people, but right now it looks like it's going to be Russell Wilson or McCaffrey, and everybody knows that the people that pick MVP like quarterbacks more than running backs, so it'll probably be
it's
Russell
so
Wilson,
true.
But who knows? Do you have anything else to say?
Russell Wilson, though. Maybe, though.
So if you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and share with your friends and family.
If you have any.
If you don't have any, we'll be your friends and probably not your family.
Because that would be weird.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Sky.
And we're signing off for now. We'll see you in the next episode.
No. You do this every time.
That's
part of the routine. You're going to hear us.
You got mad at me next time.
You're going to hear us in the next episode.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Sky.
And we're signing off for now. You'll hear us in the next episode.